The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. You know, broadcasting live from Newark, New Jersey, next door to where my daddy went to elementary school, or where my father was brought up on Mount Prospect Avenue. Mom born in Ironbound. I love you, Mama Mia. It's all about the Broadway House for Continuing Care. We are so proud to be here at this incredible organization. Again, BroadwayHouse.org, if you'd be so kind to go there. I will be performing here. We're bringing the whole show to Broadway House to raise money, and that is on April 27th. Greg Jarrett, kind enough to join us, a legal and political analyst for Fox News Channel, an incredible author. If you Google Greg Jarrett, you're going to see how can one person write this many books, and he's always ahead of the curve on everything that, matter of fact, the upcoming book is called The Trial of the Century. Greg, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Hey, Joe, good to be here, and I'm happy to say that I finally agree with Joe Biden when he said yesterday we need to keep guns out of the hands of domestic political advisors. Totally true. His advisors are crazy. We got to get the guns out of the hands of the crazy.
You're absolutely
right. It's official, Joe. His brain has turned to a plate of scrambled eggs.
Oh man. Hey, Greg, tell us about the Trial of the Century before we... Can we plug that right now before we move on? What are you writing about this time? Because you're always ahead of the curve, my brother. God bless you for that.
Well, thank you. You know, there a lot of cases have been dumped. The Trial of the Century, this really was, back in the 1920s, Tennessee and a bunch of other states passed a law that if a school teacher taught evolution in the classroom, they had to be immediately arrested and prosecuted. And, you know, my idol, the greatest trial lawyer who ever lived, Clarence Darrow, took on the case to defend a school teacher by the name of John Scopes. And Darrow's seminal defense formed the legal bedrock for freedom of speech in America that we enjoy today.
Wow, that's from Inherit the Wind, inspired by that. Trial of the Century, look for that.
Yeah,
from
good memory.
Right?
Inherit the Wind.
We used to study that in school. Trial of the Century by Greg Jarrett. So, Greg, we're trying to figure out what's going on politically. And we're so confused by it all because this has really, in my opinion, and correct me if I'm wrong, Greg, nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's just the political takedowns are scary. I mean, because let me start here and then I would love to hear your overview. Bragg going after Donald Trump, Manhattan DA going after Donald Trump is one thing. But other people being raided in the morning by the government through the Department of Justice. Are we in scary times, or is it just my imagination, Greg Jarrett?
Yeah, no, I think it is scary. People should be frightened. Here we're seeing in the Alvin Bragg, the district attorney's trumped-up case against Trump, an egregious abuse of power, Joe, and the corrupt weaponization of the law for political gain. I mean, Bragg is contorting the law in what is really, I think, a brazen attempt to go after somebody because of that individual's political views. And in fact, the guy who invented this Looney Tunes legal argument in the DA's office, wrote a book saying we targeted Trump because we think he's a danger to the nation, and he jeopardizes our ideals. You know, it's the job of a prosecutor to see that justice is done fairly and equitably, not to target somebody because you don't like him personally or disagree with his political views. It's unethical to do that. And frankly, I've said Alvin Bragg and this DA, Mark Pomerantz, they should face disbarment proceedings for what they're doing.
You know what, prosecutorial malfeasance, is that what is, there's a name for it, and do you think they'll get Bragg for that, the way he's behaving these days?
Well, what they're doing is violating the canons of ethics that govern the conduct of lawyers, and in particular a separate set that dictates the conduct of prosecutors in this case. Now, you know, this is New York. And the Bar Association in New York, I'm sure, is privately cheering Alvin Bragg over all of this. So Bar Associations have become political organizations invariably favoring Democrats. So they'll take no action against these two knuckleheads.
Well, that's a legal term, by the way, knuckleheads.
It
love
is.
That.
You'll find that in all the legal books, knuckleheads.
It's so true. You know what, Greg Jarrett, you say Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg took a page out of Joseph Stalin's playbook. I mean, that's pretty scary stuff. What are you thinking?
Oh, it's true. You know, I mean, the famous quote by the ruthless secret police chief for Stalin, show me the man, I'll show you the crime.
Right.
And what it really meant was, you know, target any man and I will search and find a crime. And if I don't, I'll just fabricate a crime against him. And that's what Bragg has done. He invented out of thin air, you know, a legal crime that isn't illegal at all.
And Greg Jarrett, before we let you go, we appreciate it. Help me out here, because as I see and I talk to people and we investigate, we see people being, for no reason, folks showing up. And I don't want to vilify the FBI, Greg. I spoke at the field office here in Newark, you know, in Philadelphia. They're a great group of men and women. But the Department of Justice, let me put it that way, it just seems that is weaponized. It seems during this administration, if I may, more than ever, if you say, and you know, we all love everybody, and we have no hate toward anybody, but it seems weaponized now more than ever. Or was it always like that in the Nixon administration, for example? Was it always like that, and just that we're just more aware of it these days, Greg Jarrett?
Well, there has historically been abuse by the FBI, but I think that Christopher Wray and in particular Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, have taken it to a shameful level. I mean, just the Mar-a-Lago raid. There were top officials at the FBI who protested and said, this is wrong. He's cooperating. He's giving us everything we want. But Merrick Garland wanted to go in there and make a big show of it.
Oh, that's amazing. Greg Jarrett, we appreciate your expertise. Appreciate you always taking the time with us. And the book, the upcoming book from Greg Jarrett, The Trial of the Century. And if you Google Greg, like I said, you're going to see a lot of books that were way ahead of their time and worth a read now. Greg, thank you, my friend. God bless. And please come back soon when you can, okay?
Anytime, Joe. Always fun talking to you.
You too, indeed. Greg Jarrett is the guy right there. Joe Piscopo on the radio. You know, I have to tell you, I am here. We are broadcasting from the Broadway House for Continuing Care. And, you know, I always tell you, my faith is strong. And if you listen to the show, you know me. And God bless you for being a part of the family, the Radio Piscopo family. Debbie, you're the same way. My faith is so strong, and I make no apologies for it. Hey, I believe in the saints. Salem Media thinks I'm an occult, you know, when I say. You know, hey, St. Joseph's Day, we need St. Police. They go, oh, he's in some kind of cult in the Catholic Church, you know. It's like they don't understand. It's like, you know, and But I, my faith, and I make no apologies. I say guilt-ridden church going, God-fearing Italian Catholic.
Yes, I'm right there,
you know? but what they're doing here at Broadway House, if I may, and what I'm talking about, and thank you for listening, because it's not, we could argue about politics, but the one thing, and I told Frankie Volpe, our sales guy who comes in and does such a great job for us, and when I saw Mr. Gonzalez, the CEO, when we walked in, as I told you earlier, and I said, it makes me feel so good. I was enlightened probably 1994, if I may. Let me just check the clock because I want to make sure we leave time for everybody here. Yeah, we're 9:15. Okay, quarter after 9 out of Newark, New Jersey. And there was an earthquake in California, the 1994 North Ridge earthquake. And I got so scared because in Jersey, say what you will, we got attitudes, but the ground don't move. You know what I'm just
exactly.
saying? Exactly. I'm just saying.
Thank goodness.
So you get a Jersey, you get a Jersey guy, and the ground's moving. I'm going, okay, the devil has now just, and you don't call me. Oh, and then I told you about the St. Joseph statue, right? I had the St. Joseph statue in the apartment.
Yes.
It fell over, and the head fell off.
Oh, that's right. That's
so
right.
Everybody's looking for flashlights in the middle of the night. I'm looking for super glue to put the head back on St. Joseph. You know, I said
priorities.
I said, praise Jesus, the Lord. I said, I felt like the devil came out. I ran like a scared rabbit out of L.A. Oh, I did. But I watched TV, and I watched television, and there was one guy helping the less fortunate, people who were hurt the most, who are the people who needed help the most in the stressed areas of L.A., Edward James Olmos, the actor. He was sweeping, and I went, wow, but I'm not like in the A-list, B-list. I'm not even on the wait list in Hollywood. So I got on the plane, came back to Newark, and I went to a guy named Raymond Chambers, and I sat before the great Raymond Chambers, great guy, now working with the U.N., doing spectacular, stop malaria in Africa, but his mission was to help Newark. He goes, so you want to get back? He goes, yeah. He goes, all right, let me take you to Newark. Let me take you down to the Broadway unit of the Boys and Girls Club. You could put a gym in there. Keep it in there. I said, well, should I build a gym? And Mr. Chambers said, no, you don't want to spend on brick and mortar. Go right into the Broadway unit. And we built it, and I'm telling you, I was just, you don't want to say hooked, enlightened. That's the word.
Mm-hmm.
I was lightened to give back ever since. Again, not to get religious, but that's what Jesus was preaching all along.
Who
am I to judge? And there, but for the grace of God, go all of us. So now I'm helping the kids, and I look at the kids. And let me tell you this. I tell you this story 10,000 times. I'll tell you 10,000 more. 9:17 in the morning. And we're going to continue with the Broadway House in a second. But I have to tell you this. This is why I was enlightened. They say, Joe, you want to give back. This was the carjacking days in this city.
Mm-hmm.
This is when it was a tough time in this mm-hmm. city. And the cop said, you want to give back? And I'm like, oh, yes, I'd like to give back. I just came in from Los Angeles. You know, my family's from here. What can I do? Get in the back of the police car, put this flak jacket on, stay low. And that night, three guys got popped. They got popped. It was crazy. I did the same thing in Camden, by the way.
Mm.
I went and walked the streets, and the shot callers would allow me to walk the street.
Wow.
Right.
There goes Jersey Joe, because I would help the nonprofits in the area, you know? So then I go to the Newark Detention Center. Everybody remember Joe Clark? Remember Joe Clark from Paterson, New Jersey? He was the principal, the strict principal. He was running the detention center, and they let me go. So I walk in, I see a kid, and he's in an orange jumpsuit. And he shackles, he's handcuffed, and his feet are shackled. And I looked at him, he's so young. And he goes, hey, Mr. Piscopo, how are you? Recognize me from the neighborhood, known. And I go, hey, how you doing, man? He goes, I said, what are you in here for, if I may ask? And he said, and this seared my heart, my brain, and it totally changed my way of thinking. He said to me, homicide.
Mm.
So here's a kid, he couldn't have been more than 15 years old, shackled, homicide in my parents' hometown. And I knew I was doing the right thing. So that's, lo and behold, from the riots in 67 all the way to little by little by little with Mr. Chambers, with Mark Burson, Marla Smith, Vic Richel. I could tell you my mentors in my mind, Larry Paragano, Sal Davino. All these guys came. They would not forget their hometown. Lo and behold, here we are in 2023 broadcasting from Broadway House for Continuing Care.
Mm-hmm.
We are getting to where we got to go.
Amazing.
And that is by the grace of God, Debbie
mm-hmm.
Duhame.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great to be here, and I feel we are. And I don't want to get on the radio. I don't want to just rant, and I don't want to complain, and I will. Give me time. And I'll get there. But I really feel you have to do something and come up with a solution. And when I tell you and you see all the problems, all of the problems stop here at Broadway House, in my opinion. And we're going to get into that. So we thank Mr. James Gonzalez and the stellar staff at Broadway House for doing such a great job and stepping up and really, truly doing God's work in Newark, New Jersey. right next to where my father went to elementary school. And me and Jimmy Blue Eyes, we're going to go over and talk to the principal over there, right? Yeah, just to pay respect to my father's name. So we are here proudly. Now, when we come back, Brianne Oliveri Moy, PhD already out of my league. She's an assistant professor in the Department of Health Sciences at the Root Institute at Northwestern University. We're going to talk about HIV treatment and what's going on here at Broadway House and around the country in that regard. Our dear friend, Dr. Rudy Monera, this guy is great. He's the medical director of Broadway House, and he's got some fascinating things to report in the medical arena. It's Joe live from Newark with Debbie Duhaime right next to me. So proud to have my buddy Debbie.
Yes.
Thanks for being here, Deb. How are we doing traffic-wise on AM 970, The Answer?
It's a pleasure being here at Broadway House, and we're having a fantastic time. If you're down through Newark right now on Broadway out towards 2nd Avenue, heading out toward Broadway House, moving okay, some volume on Mount Prospect Avenue out toward the area of 2nd Avenue as well. Now, watch for delays as you head over to the Bronx right now. Bronx River Parkway northbound at 233rd. It's a collision. A couple of lanes remain blocked over there. We're seeing construction over on the Jackie Robinson westbound, heading right out toward Union Turnpike. Looks like construction out there. That's what's causing the delay. A lot of volume on the eastbound Gowanus getting up and out toward the Prospect. And we're still seeing delays this morning on the LIE westbound, heading right out toward the Grand Central Parkway. 18 has construction in both directions out by Old Bridge Turnpike as you head right out through the area of Old Bridge and into East Brunswick. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
We're going in. Please have a seat. Yes, thank you. I'm hearing some fascinating stories. We got to report that story. Brianne, we're going to go through your resume when we come back so I get it correctly, all right, because it's quite an extensive, impressive resume. Now, let me go to the streets and tell you about Relief Factor, okay? This is 100% drug-free, and I tell you, it's $19.95 to see if you can get out of pain. It's the three-week quick start. If you call 800-4-RELIEF, you know what? If you're feeling like pains like elbow, neck, your ankle, whatever it is. Check all of the above for me as I get older, you know. So Relief Factor is resveratrol, Icarian, botanical ingredients, fish oil, and you can't taste any of the fish in it. I got to tell you that, by the way. And what I tell you and what I think is so pragmatic, if you try it for $19.95 and give yourself 3 weeks, I think you're going to get out of pain. But you got to try it. If you can, great. If you can, fair enough. But we want you to at least try it, okay? Call 800, the number 4, the word relief, relieffactor.com. Will tell you all you need to know about Relief Factor. That's relieffactor.com.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
It's March, and you know what that means? Taxes are almost due. Jackson Hewitt can help you win tax season. That's the sound of your maximum tax refund. The sound of getting 50% off tax prep. The sound of many of our competitors' prices going up. And the sound of getting to your nearest Jackson Hewitt. Hurry in for 50% off tax prep before this offer expires April 9th. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell you about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. You know, born on America's darkest day, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. That's what I keep telling you about. Steven Siller running through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, you know. And just because there was so much traffic there, he was a firefighter in full gear. In full gear, ran through that tunnel, only to perish in the towers. And from that tragic, horrific day, the Siller family and the older brothers of Steven Siller came up with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. They help out Gold Star families who have lost loved ones And when I see these beautiful families and I see young children left without moms or dads because they're fighting for our freedoms, the Tunnel to Towers steps up and pays off their mortgage. And then when you meet the catastrophically injured veterans, are you kidding me? These men and women are so inspirational. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation builds them mortgage-free smart homes, giving the severely injured heroes ability to live more independently. And then everybody goes, what about the homeless veterans? What about the homeless veterans? Well, Tunnel to Towers has built more than 1,500 homes and creates homeless services to homeless veterans in 2023 alone. And we're only halfway there, right? Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. Please join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Brandon Tatum.
Tonight at 8
on AM 970. The Answer.
Wow, we're right on time. We're never on time. 925 with Joe on the radio, broadcasting from Newark, New Jersey, baby. Mom, if you're listening, thank you for the path that you blazed. I love my mama. From the Ironbound, I'm one of 10 children. And to go on to become a beautiful, beautiful mom and raise my brother, my sister, we were all brats. I don't know how mom put up with us, but God bless her. And thank you, mom, for doing that. So let me get all this right, because this is a very, very impressive resume that I have before me from a very impressive gal. Brianne Oliveri Moy, PhD, MPH, assistant professor in the department. Give me 5 minutes and I'll read your resume. In the Department of Health Services at the Rue. Is that right? Rue Institute at Northeastern University, and an adjunct scientist at the Marcus Institute for Aging Research at Hebrew Senior Life. Brianne, welcome to the show. And Brianne, right? Is that
yes,
right?
Yeah,
I got
thank
that
you.
Right. Sorry for messing the rest of that up.
It's okay.
What a resume. How long were you in school? Like for 20 years?
And this? Very long time.
You're so young, though. God bless you.
The lotions are working.
You got something. I need some of that, I'll tell you that. So tell us your affiliation with the Broadway House.
So when I was doing my PhD, Mr. Gonzalez found my research on the internet.
Ah.
And, you know, he reached out and said, hey, I'd love for you to come down and meet us and talk to us about what you're doing, mm-hmm. because they're so passionate about treating people with HIV fairly. And at the time, I was working through understanding nursing home care quality for people living with HIV. And so I came down and we formed a great relationship. And when it came time for me to apply for bigger grants, mm-hmm. you know, Jim said that he was really interested in allowing me to work with Broadway House as part of my research. And so I wrote a grant and I got the grant. And wow. So now I'm here doing yeah. research with them, which is wonderful.
Yeah, it really is. God bless you for having the, you know, the feel for that, the understanding for it and what is needed. Because when you think of HIV/AIDS, for example, we could start there. Substance abuse is one thing, mm-hmm. you know, homelessness and drug addiction is another. But HIV/AIDS is out there, or still front and center. And you have it contained and you take folks because they don't know where else to go. Plus, they're still they probably still have some kind of, you know, that people don't like to say I have HIV/AIDS. They're embarrassed to say it. So it's that they can come here. But we contain HIV/AIDS, as Mr. Gonzalez said, correct?
We do the best that we can with what we have. And getting people engaged in care is one of those major first steps we have to take. And so the research I do trying to understand people with HIV and their experiences in nursing homes is really spurred from something I found by accident and then confirmed with other senior colleagues
wow.
that people with HIV are going to nursing homes, but they often are not getting their antiretroviral therapy, which is HIV treatment, when they get there. And so we don't quite understand why, and part of the research I'm doing is to try to figure out why they're not getting their
medication. You have to get it sooner, certainly, than later.
Yeah, and they may have had it in the community, and then it got lost in all the healthcare transitions. Mm. And so, you know, I'm hoping by creating an empirical evidence base that we can stimulate some policy changes and practice changes.
I
to be
woke
better.
Up with that empirical evidence based. I was thinking about that just this morning. On I have no idea what that means. I'm out of my league a little bit here. How? So when you go, if I may, let me. Yeah,
sure.
I'm so sorry. It's Jersey Joe here. I barely got into college at all. I barely graduated. So, wait, so if you went to, I'm looking, the Rue Institute at Northwestern. So you're
Northeastern.
I'm going to keep saying that. So, assistant professor at Department of Health Services. How much school did you have to go to?
So I did my undergrad at the University of Vermont.
Okay.
That was 4 years of school,
yeah.
And then I did my master's at Hunter College in New York.
Oh.
I worked, you know, I worked and went to school at night.
Wow.
And then when I was done with that, I actually worked at the World Trade Center Health Studies at the fire department. And from there, I applied for a PhD program at Northeastern, actually. And I got my PhD at Northeastern. After I did my PhD, I did a postdoctoral fellowship at Hebrew Senior Life. This is an affiliate of Harvard Medical School, so it's been a lot of...
You know, I'm so impressed we have young people. There is a future for America, and it's right here, Brienne. Come on now. This is great. Goodness gracious. Tell us what you did with the FDNY in the city.
I was just a researcher.
Cool.
Like,
I didn't know they had that.
Yeah, so the World Trade Center Health Studies.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
They're still active and going on. Yeah.
Tunnel to Towers. I was just talking about people.
Yeah, that's what made me think of it.
You know what? With the 9/11 related illnesses are still front and center, are they not?
Yeah, I mean, I've been removed now for many years,
but
they're still doing lots of great work there.
And tell us about HIV/AIDS. You know, and I told Mr. Gonzalez, this is wild because I have a friend in the pharmaceutical business, and he's a very close friend.
Sure.
So he came up back in the 80s with the cocktail, and we'll talk to Dr. Monera about it in a second. He came up with he called it the cocktail of how to stop HIV/AIDS. It wasn't a vaccine. The government was trying to do its stuff, but it became out of folks like my friend who said, well, let's try a variety of things together. No vaccine. And my question is, would that have been better? The vaccine, like as I talked to Mr. Gonzalez about, lessens the severity of COVID, but maybe a therapy would have been better from day one with this COVID-19 situation, perhaps. Doctor.
I guess you mean like therapy of drugs. Like this is kind of outside my area.
Yeah, no, therapy, a cocktail of drugs as opposed to a vaccine. Although we will acknowledge the vaccine stops the severity for sure.
Sure.
But when everybody was dying from AIDS, man, maybe it was better we'd put, like we said, they didn't have Paxlovid then, but they did have other therapies that could have stopped it.
Sure. I mean, there's lots of research that's going on in terms of like how we can develop a vaccine for HIV, but
that's taking like forever, right?
It's a really actively mutating disease. So that's one of the reasons
they reinvents
why it's
itself.
Talk
to me.
I haven't done like cell biology in a really long time. So I'm more of an epidemiologist. So
I don't know either, but I understand. Stay with me. We'll talk street. So what research are you working on now, if I may ask?
Sure. So the work I'm doing here at Broadway House is I'm interviewing a lot of the patients here, particularly people who've been here for a longer period of time. And I'm trying to understand what their experience has been getting access to their antiretroviral therapy, because the way that I perceive Broadway House, and I think a lot of people in this community, is that they're this gold standard. And I'm trying to figure out what they're doing right so that maybe we can scale it up to other nursing homes that don't have as much experience with HIV.
I'm just so proud to be here, Brienne. I'll tell you, doctor, if I may. It's like they come in and they just take – if they're not here, I keep thinking, where are these folks going to go?
Yeah.
They don't have any place to go. So it's great that you're here. How do you like New Jersey?
I like it. I used to summer in Long Beach Island.
Hey, there you go, LBI. I can't imagine. But you probably studied all day while I was at the bars, right? I mean, just imagine doing that. You know, I have to tell you, and you're married and everything? I'll tell you, I am so inspired.
He's listening right now, actually.
Yeah, great, great. Hi, dear. What's his name?
Frankie.
Hiya, Frankie. I like a Frankie. Jersey guy by chance?
No.
Okay. But, you know, I think it's great. Everything that comes down to Jersey. No. So it's great because people get so upset, and I hear all the time, where's the country going? What's going on? I mean, this is a stellar example of all the great things that are happening. And it's coming out of Newark, New Jersey, baby, right? Jimmy Blue Eyes, I'm telling you right now, right here at the Broadway House for continuing care.
Funded by the NIH.
Yeah, that's right. You get, that's right.
I have an NIH grant.
This is great. Brienne, thank you. Brienne Oliveri Moy. What's MPH again?
A Master of Public Health.
I knew that. Well, so this is great. Like you. Debbie, if I had these things after my name, oh, forget about it. You are so much fun.
Thank
But God bless you for what you're doing, working with the best at Broadway House with Mr. Gonzalez. Brian, thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Best of Frankie. Best of Frankie. There we go. Hey, Joe of the radio. And, you know, when we come back, we're going to talk to a gentleman who is really so vital to this great, great organization. Dr. Rudy Manera is going to join us live on the radio. Debbie is right next to me. Debbie, great to be with you always. How are we doing traffic-wise?
I think we're going to go to Al first.
Yeah,
right?
Thanks.
Thank you, Al.
The fat guy is ignored again. Thank you.
Squeezing into the news nook for us right
Thank you very much. Deb, I have Debbie before me, and that's all I see is Debbie Duhame.
Sorry, Al.
Al, are you fat in the guy ignored are you... again. Yep.
He's in the news nook waving to us, and we don't see him.
Screaming, actually. Screaming.
You got
can only imagine.
Are you in the news nook, Albert? Are you in the news nook?
Yeah, I am. And it's tight, all right? Can we do the news? Can't breathe.
You made me live, Al. We love you, Albert. Let's go to Al with the news on AM 970. The answer. Go get him, Al.
Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
44 degrees at 935. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. As Long Island continues to battle water issues, a bold new plan is proposing to save billions of gallons of wastewater by recycling it for alternative purposes. Environmental official Chris Murphy oversees a Great Neck facility that treats roughly 3 million gallons of sewage water daily, which happens at about 180 other sewage plants elsewhere on the island. The highly treated water is then pumped into bays and oceans where he says it's wasted. Murphy unveiled a plan this week to reuse that treated wastewater to irrigate golf courses, parks, nurseries, and college campuses instead of using expensive drinking water for those areas. Advocates say this type of recycling, which is already done in California, Florida, and New Jersey, could save billions of gallons of water. An asteroid the size of a skyscraper will fly between the Earth and the Moon this week, and astronomers say the asteroid is twice the size of the one that blew out windows in Russia 10 years ago. It'll buzz past Earth at half the distance of the Moon on Saturday. People in the Northern Hemisphere with telescopes 6 inches or larger will have a chance to see the space rock over the southeastern horizon Friday evening. And the Virtual Telescope Project will show a live stream of the asteroid at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. In sports, Knicks have now dropped 3 straight after falling to the Magic 111-106. Nets a 5-game losing streak, this time to the Cavaliers 116-114. The Rangers split their home-and-home with the Hurricanes after topping Carolina in Raleigh by the final of 2-1. And stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. If you're heading out to beautiful Broadway House, it looks like you're moving solely here on Broadway, getting out towards 2nd Avenue. I also see some volume on Mount Prospect right into 2nd Avenue as well here in Newark. It's kind of busy on 280 westbound, getting out toward the Stickle Bridge as well. We're seeing delays in the Bronx River Parkway North, right in the 230s. It's a collision. A couple of lanes remain blocked there. The construction just clearing here on the Jackie Robinson westbound by Union Turnpike. Now, if you're heading to the Bruckner westbound into the Hunts Point Drawbridge, that's construction going on till 2 this afternoon, so watch for that. Also, AirTrain Terminal 1 station remains closed with some ongoing repair work going on. And we're still seeing delays on the FDR Drive northbound by the Manhattan Bridge. It looks like a stalled vehicle there was just cleared out of the way. Your buses and subways running on or close to schedule. Partly cloudy today, high of 54. Tomorrow, rain, high of 47. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 60. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me for a memorable travel opportunity that will be a highlight of your life. Mike Gallagher and I are headed again back to Israel in October for the Stand With Israel tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. We'll visit key sites in the Holy Land thoughtfully designed to give you unprecedented access to a region you may have only read about. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com for details. We'll uncover important geopolitical sites and show you Israel's significance on the world stage. You'll set foot on the ancient streets of Jerusalem, sail the Sea of Galilee, pray at the Western Wall, and much more. We'll have guides specifically for our group, lavish accommodations, and I will even broadcast my show from Israel. No other trip will be like the Stand With Israel tour. Come with Mike Gallagher and me this October. Register today. Call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519, or just go to StandWithIsraelTour.com, StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Hey, Let me tell you about St. James Health. Talk about great organization. St. James Health is a community health center with three locations in the east, south, and west wards of Newark. And the goal of St. James Health to bring primary care to the community in a setting that is comfortable and accommodating to all, regardless of their ability to pay, please. St. James Health for adult medicine, pediatrics, gynecology, mental health. St. James Health can assist with all your health needs. You need a flu shot. You need a booster shot. They're free. For your best protection, they are free. All services are currently offered in English, Spanish, and Portuguese, accepting all insurances, including Medicare and Medicaid, as well as discount based on income and family size for patients' out-of-pocket costs. St. James has a staff to help enroll patients in insurance, including children, under the New Jersey Cover All Kids program. Here's the number for St. James Health, please. 973-789-8111, 973-789-8111. Please visit stjameshealth.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
All right, here comes the man. Rudy, Rudy. Dr. Rudy Manera right there. You can wear the headphones if you'd like, sir. I'm telling you, I am just really taken aback all day at how many people are giving back. And I'm a bit flustered today and so impressed in a good way, Doc. So good to see you again. You look great, man.
Thank you.
He doesn't age, Jimmy, like you. You guys don't age here. But you got something that you're giving the patients? Because I want some of that. No aging?
I think it's a vaccine.
There it is. Listen, anything that'll help. Dr. Rudy Manera is medical director of Broadway House, and we appreciate. First, tell us what you do here, Doc. We know the great work that you're doing, and it's 24/7. And God bless you for that, my friend. You got the stethoscope on as we speak, always ready to rock. You know, I love that. So tell us. I mean, there's so much to get into here at Broadway House. You know,
well, our job here is just to treat the patients with the HIV, not only this, but also to help them through the life and the changes in behavior, because a lot of the patients here have problems with drug addiction. So an opioid overdose, so too, when they come here. So that's what we do here.
Drug addiction, yeah, you keep forgetting that's still a major problem. And the drugs seem to be more powerful now on the streets.
Oh, my God, it's unbelievable, right?
What are they doing?
There's a new drug outside there called the Salaxine, and it's an additive that they have to the fentanyl, and it's killing more people now. So it's a powerful drug.
But they don't mean to take that.
They don't know what they're taking.
They don't know what they're taking. They take it, my gosh, and then they go into some kind of convulsion. Does the Narcan help the new stuff?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't because it's not an opioid. It's not a non-opioid sedative. And it's relaxing, muscle relaxing, and it's also it produces a lot of problems with the blood pressure. People drop the blood pressure. People have a respiratory arrest, and they have developed hypotension, and they die from it. Gotcha. So this is more often you see this.
Yeah, and is that purposely being put into drugs? I mean,
well, I think that anything that it can cause damage to someone is purposely placed in there.
Yeah.
People use it to get higher, you know, to get high and to last longer. So the lasting of the effect of those medications are probably like 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
So
God bless that you're here for those folks, though. Well, you know that you
try to do the best.
No, you're doing. I'm telling you, I keep saying you're doing God's work. Indeed, you are. Tell us about, like you said. You said there was a new bacteria that's out, and I mentioned that Candida auris, but you're telling me something even after that.
Well, it's a global thing. Through the world, we have problems with multi-drug resistant microorganisms and multiple. All these medications that we have today is not that effective that it was in the past.
Wow.
So we have microorganisms developing resistant to all the antimicrobials that we have. And it's the biggest problem in the healthcare facilities, in hospitals, in any hospital. And this new Candida auris, which is a big problem because the high mortality of those patients. Once the patients get these infections, they can die, and, you know, 30 to 60% of the patients can die. And a lot of the patients who get this infection are the patients who are immunocompromised, the elderly, they have comorbidities. So this is a big problem that we have now.
And what is sepsis? That's another thing that entirely.
Well, it's part of the acquiring one of those microorganisms.
Yeah, yeah.
When you get those microorganisms, you can go in sepsis and you can die. You can develop a respiratory failure, pulmonary failure, a cardiac failure, and you can die.
Yeah, and how do you suspect that as a doctor? What are the signs you look for?
Well, a lot of the patients have an infection, could be an infection, and could be a gram negative, could mm-hmm. be a gram positive, but the majority of the patients present with fever, chills, some, especially in the early, you cannot tell. Mm-hmm. Some of these patients present with respiratory failure, renal failure. Many of those patients require mechanical ventilation. They require support, like IV support or suppressive to bring up the blood pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of the life because of the multi-drug organ failure.
And what is it, Doug? And we were talking to Breanne, too, just out of a layman's curiosity, if I may. And I talked to like my buddy that I keep telling you about who really helped bring about the treatment for HIV/AIDS. What is going on with these diseases? Like COVID, they have the vaccine, and it does lessen the severity. I could speak to that personally. As I took my booster, it lessened the severity of the virus. I could see that. But with AIDS, what a peculiar virus it is, HIV/AIDS, that they don't have a vaccine for it. Although you're handling it in a miraculous way, I might add.
Well, we have come a long way. From the beginning, the people used to die a lot. No pain. We didn't have any treatment. Now we have really, really very good treatment for these patients. You can take one medication. One single drug can put you in resection. It put you in completely suppression, and you can live a normal life. But I think the biggest issue is not just the treatment, just to prevent the disease, because we have medications now that can prevent the disease, so you can use it in the patients who are high risk, and that can prevent to develop the HIV. So that's what we're going now, to prevent the disease rather than to have to treat it.
Yeah, this is amazing what you're doing. And what medical strides do you make here at Broadway House, Doc, if I may? Because you're here every day, seeing patients every day. And I love talking to doctors who have patients. You know, sometimes we hear from the government, I'm going to be cynical here for a moment, but a lot of those folks aren't practicing physicians. You are there in the trenches, if I may, you know, in the battlefield every day, and the strides you're making here are extraordinary.
Thank you. But we treat patients here. Now the problem is not really the HIV itself, because you take a medication, you restore the immune system. Patients can live longer. They can live healthy. But the problem is that a lot of the patients develop other diseases, also other comorbidities. They can develop diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, CNS disease. A lot of the patients develop complications because of the inability to walk, because a lot of them have problems with the spine. Many of them have CNS, like a stroke, something like that. So it's in the daily basis you're treating patients, not just with the HIV, because the HIV it sustains his biologic suppression. It's good enough that you can sustain the life of these patients. But it's the other comorbidities that are taking place. A lot of the patients now are also developing cancer, which is an associated disease with HIV.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
They go like that. Hey, Doc, tell us about yourself before we let you go, Dr. Rudy. Now, we talked about it last time, but I love personal stories, you know? So how'd you end up in Newark at the Broadway House?
Well, I came to Newark in 1991. I came to do my residency in St. Michael's Medical Center.
Yeah, you go.
Right here.
Yeah. Right there. And then you just stayed.
Stay forever here. And you never left.
Well,
it's something about Newark, right?
You know, I can't. I'm from. My people come from here. You know, my whole family came from here. So that's all I would hear about. And the funny story is, I tell on the air all the time. My pop would always tell me, the center of the universe for my father was Broadway and Market Street. That was the center of the right. They used to take the bus, and then they moved to Belleville, but they'd always come back to Newark. You know. So, but we thank you for you doing the great work you're doing, Dr. Rudy Manera here, medical director of Broadway House for Continuing Care. God bless you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Are you going to dance at the gala? Are you going to wear your stethoscope at the gala? Because you can if you want.
I don't think I will do.
If you want, you can do that. Come in. Just be on call in case I go down on stage, all right? You got me covered?
You don't.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Doc. God bless you.
All right.
Thank you for the great work.
Thank
Always good to see you, Rudy. God bless you, man. Dr. Rudy Manera. That's it. I'll feel comfortable when I'm here. Jimmy Blue Eyes, you let people standing by. We're gonna do a high-energy show. By the way, if you go to BroadwayHouse.org, BroadwayHouse.org, you'll be able to get tickets, and you'll be able to come see the great gala. We're going to do a fundraiser for Broadway House, and proud to be here in Newark, New Jersey, right here, Broadway House, for continuing care. And we want to thank everybody, Mr. Gonzalez and everybody, for doing such a great work, because I'm telling you, like I said, my mission, you know, I guess you get older, you start getting wiser, they say. And I see that how to give back. I was enlightened how to give back. So everybody that's doing everything here at Broadway House, God bless you. Every single person, you're doing God's work. And it's so vital at this time. And if I may make a political statement, when you hear that the world is crumbling and that everything's ending, I see the goodness of humanity right here at Broadway House for Continuing Care in Newark, New Jersey. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Debbie Duhame is next to me, not Al in the newsroom. Yeah, there's it. Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise, please?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. First of all, if you're heading to 21 in Newark, you're slowing down as you get out toward the area of Raymond Boulevard. Marcus Street also slowing down right into 21. We're seeing delays right now as you head to the Bronx River Parkway North, getting up through the 230s with an accident that's in the process of being cleared. So watch for delays there. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains the Trump situation.
President Trump isn't being charged with a crime by a grand jury because he committed it. He's being targeted and charged because he's the leader of the opposition, who was the president and may be the president again. And he represents a threat to their uniparty corruption.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. I've teamed up with Steve Perillo to create a special offer for our AM 970 family, a Perillo tour with yours truly in attendance. 3 nights in Rome, seeing the important sites like the Vatican, the Colosseum, the Forum, as well as a special dinner performance by yours truly. Then fly to Sicily and spend 3 nights in Taormina. Next, Taormina's Godfather tour. Visit the medieval villages of Forza d'Agro and Savoca. See the famous Bar Vitelli, where Michael Corleone asked Apollonia's father for her hand in marriage. Next, on to Palermo for 3 more nights before flying home. A Perillo tour is a stress-free escorted vacation where you do not lift a finger. Call today, 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515, or please visit PerilloTours.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Our very special guest is Congresswoman Nydia Velasquez, was the first Puerto Rican woman elected to the Congress in 1992. Is there anything else the U.S. government can do to assist the people of Puerto Rico?
Yes, the problem is that even when some public policies were enacted to help promote economic activity in Puerto Rico, the same way that Congress provided those incentives, the same way they took them away without providing anything else. And then the treatment that Puerto Rico gets, these are American citizens. They go to war, they die for our country, they fight for our freedoms. So the U.S. government has a responsibility.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a new time, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Overall, today we're going to be bouncing between partly cloudy to overcast as our high temperature reaches around 55 degrees, and then tonight we'll see a cloudier sky, low 42. Into tomorrow to start the weekend, we'll see rain arrive from the early morning on, and that's going to continue throughout the day. High temperature is going to be cooler as a result, down to 47. Into Sunday, it's sunny to partly cloudy with a high temperature back in the 60s at 61. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. I like building up your immune system. I like building up my immune system. That's why I tell you about Balance of Nature. It's just fruits and vegetables in capsule form. So I'm looking over at the beautiful spread that Eric put out for us here at Broadway House, and there is fruits and vegetables right there, and that is the healthiest thing that you can have. But honestly, you're never going to eat enough that you can get from Balance of Nature. I have in my pocket, I keep my Balance of Nature with me, and I'll double up the dose sometimes. In the morning, I'll double up the dose, and then I'll take some in the evening as well, and it's 100% whole food, fruits and vegetables. Whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables from Balance of Nature. Now, you get 35% off, you know, 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. So it's a good way to try it to see if you can, you know, build up your energy, build up your immune system. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That, I'll tell you what, that's all that Balance of Nature is. And that all is everything, I think, that you need to build up your immune system. 800-246-8751. It's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code ANSWER.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, live from Broadway House. Oh, what a show. I've been looking forward to doing this. Now, Jimmy Blue Eyes and I are going next door. We're going to say hi to the principal at my father's elementary school. Is that wild? And sometimes I'll drive by and I'll look and I'll see, think of Pop going in there, you know, mm-hmm. you know, 5, 6 years old.
Yeah.
He could barely speak English.
Aww. How about that?
Isn't that the wildest thing, though? You know, and then, and it just, it probably seems like yesterday, but that was like over, got to be over 100 years ago,
wow.
really. Yeah, just,
amazing.
Yeah, over 100 years ago, clearly. But, and now my grandparents, and they stayed in Newark, you know. Mm-hmm. Then we all, like Anthony Pope said, we all went out to the country, Belleville. So we went to, that was it. And then we ended up in Bloomfield, Joey. Were you, your family's still in Bloomfield,
so I
right?
did the opposite. I went from Bloomfield to Belleville. That's what
you,
I did.
Yeah, they, oh, is that right? That, you did like yes. that, yeah. Bloomfield's still a great town. I met somebody yesterday, the other day, going, yeah, I'm from Bloomfield. I went, I told you, the bellman down the shore. Mm-hmm. When I was down the shore, he was like, I'm from Bloomfield, New Jersey. I said, get out of here.
Wow.
So it's, and by the way, thank you for listening. I have to tell you, heart and soul, thank you for listening, because this is something that's near and dear to my heart. And then when Frankie V came to us and said, Joe, we're going to go to Broadway House, I said, for continuing care, I said, that's my wheelhouse. That is in Newark, New Jersey. That's in the neighborhood. We're going back. And no matter where you're from, in the metropolitan area, certainly in all the boroughs of New York, or certainly in New Jersey, as you listen in Texas, I know you listen in Florida, I know you listen in Nashville, I know you're listening, try to go back to where you're from to help out. Because if you keep going back, I believe, giving back to where you're from, and then you will build that community, makes the country stronger. And also, if I may end on this note, is that, and I'll say it once, I say it a thousand times, there's so many good things happening in America. And we touch on a lot of the times all the bad things. It makes for great radio, don't get me wrong. We just like to laugh about it and rant about it. Mm-hmm. But the goodness that you see here at Broadway House for continuing care, and also in the city of Newark, and as I see in humanity everywhere, we are a good people on this planet. So don't let them tell you otherwise. You know, always, you can always take the high road. And Debbie Duhame, I love being with
Thank you.
I get starry-eyed when I see
oh,
you.
Oh, yes.
I forget about
We're going to start playing Stardust every time.
you ignored Al, though. That was not good. Al's
the
best. Word with you.
I'm sorry, Albert. Thank you, Al, for manning the fork
sorry,
back there.
I'm sorry, did you
say there.
Something?
Is eating.
Al, you're so funny. Joey Sebelia, great job, my
Thank
friend.
Thank you.
Great job.
It's great to be back in Essex County.
I see all the young people I'm talking to today. Mr. Gonzalez, am I right? It's inspiration. I'm telling you, inspiration for the future of this great country. And it's there, and it's front and center.
Feel free to bum rides off people no matter what.
You need a ride home? I know a guy. It's all right. Matt Sambolin, thank you. Great job, Matt, mounting this whole thing. Jordan, welcome. Nice to have you with us as well. Frankie Volpe, you the man.
Yay.
Keep going out there, man. He's killing it, crushing it at the station. James Gonzalez, God bless you. Jimmy Blue Eyes, God bless you. We're going to take a walk across the street. And to everybody at Broadway House for continuing care. And for you, kind enough to listen, thank you. God bless you. Godspeed. God bless your family. You know what? God bless the United States of America. And it's not often I get to say this, but I proudly say, live from Newark, New Jersey, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Make it a great weekend. You deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.